Requesting assistance with an asylum application. Part 1.
The prefecture has given me this form, and I have to explain what happened to me. Can you help me?
With regards to the form, we'll check that you have all the necessary documents. Do you have 2 passport photos and a copy of the temporary residence permit that the prefecture gave you?
Yes, here you are.
Excellent. I'll attach them to your application. And do you have a copy of your proof of identity?
No, I don't have any identity papers.
Don't worry, it's not essential. Oh, I see you filled in the form. I'll just check it. Good, everything looks fine.
Yes, a friend helped me with it.
Now, let's discuss your life story. That's to say, your personal account. It's very important for your asylum claim, as it allows OFPRA to decide if your case is valid and if France can grant you asylum. Of course, you must indicate your identity, place of birth, your nationality and ethnicity. Then describe your life in your country. Family, education, professional activity, political activity, religious beliefs.
Do I have to put all this information?
No, only what's relevant. The most important part relates to why you left your country to seek asylum. You should describe your personal situation as accurately as possible. Describe any persecution you suffered or serious threats to you. It's important to describe in detail the dates, places, and circumstances of such persecution or threats.
It's really difficult.
I understand, but it's mandatory. And if you are called for an interview by OFPRA, the agent you will see will ask very specific questions to verify your account.
Okay, I've written it in my native language.
Yes, don't worry. We'll translate your account into French when you've finished. We're also going to ask you if you've tried to obtain protection in your country, for example, from the local authorities or an NGO. We have to justify your asylum claim in France. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.